It's time to open the thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Hello, you stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the curator, DJ Frederick. We're celebrating the past century of recorded sound and gazing into the future as well. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to explore one of the two of my favorite cassette releases of the year, 2019. So please stay tuned for that. We're going to listen to a number of tunes from a wonderful cassette. So stay tuned for that. We're going to start off with one of my favorite bands, Trembling Blue Stars, and this is the extended version of a tune called The Rainbow. Great music from Bobby Ratton's new group, Lightning in a Twilight Hour. That was And All the Ships at Sea. Before that, Bobby Ratton and Trembling Blue Stars with The Rainbow. This is DJ Frederick. You've found the thrift shop of the airwaves. In a few moments, we're going to explore one of my favorite cassette releases of 2019. But before that, it's time for Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. Gordon Hempton has spent his life learning to listen deeply. He's traveled the world, recording the sounds of nature. But over his long career, he's found something surprising. The wildest, most dangerous places, like the Zabalo River in Ecuador, which we're listening to now, are also the places where Gordon has felt most truly himself.
While also the most dangerous place for me to record, I find that it's the most freeing as well. And to live in that kind of freedom and to explore the wilds, I think that our thoughts and our actions echo the place we're in. If we're in a noisy place like New York, we're going to be noisy ourselves. Some people might enjoy that, but we're going to be that. We echo the place. We are what we hear. And so when we go to a place that's nature as is most natural, I think we find ourselves being who we are.
Gordon Hempton has teamed up with Bird Note to make a special podcast of his favorite natural sounds from all over the world. You can learn more about Gordon and listen to the whole series at birdnote.org/soundescapes. I'm Ashley Ahern. This show is made possible by Jim and Birte Faulkner of Seattle, Idy Ulsh, and the Horizons Foundation.
Thank you. talking to my mirror. Time to call my mother. No end. I refuse to let you in.
From a digital-only release, that's Librarians with Hickeys and a tune called Alex. And before that, a song that I played many, many times on the airwaves back around the turn of the millennium, Mahogany and What Will Become of the Key of Reason. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And for the next couple of programs, I'm going to be exploring my favorite cassette releases of 2019. And this is one of two releases that we'll be exploring over the next couple of programs. I found this on Bandcamp, and I was immediately intrigued by the cover, which is very much like in the style of Jandek. And if you know who Jandek is, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, that's cool too. It's literally just this suburban ranch house, all done in crimson tones. It's quite striking in its symmetry and form and all of those cliches and metaphors. And the music is absolutely intriguing. And this is what it says on Bandcamp. This was recorded at home over the course of several months in 2018. As Long As It's Today by Andy Wrench pulls inspiration from folk to 70s pop to Americana with hints of ambient, drone, and shoegaze. So As Long As It's Today by Andy Wrench is an absolutely stunning debut. There are 8 songs in all. We're going to explore a few of them, starting with Still Got Yesterday. This is Andy Wrench.
Still got yesterday. Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
The original celebration of Labor Day was May 1st, commemorating those workers killed in Chicago's Haymarket demonstrations for the 8-hour workday on May 1st, 1886. And most countries actually still celebrate Labor Day on May 1st, but not the United States. So what happened? Well, you can thank Grover Cleveland for that, and the massacre during the Pullman Strike of 1894. The Pullman Strike began in the town of Pullman, Illinois on May 11th when approximately 3,000 employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company began a strike in response to reductions in wages, bringing traffic west of Chicago to a dead halt. Eugene V. Debs, as leader of the American Railway Union, the nation's first industry-wide union, supported the strikers and, quote, "a struggle began, according to the New York Times, between the greatest and most important labor organization and the entire railroad capital." Ultimately, the strike involved some 250,000 workers in 27 states. President Grover Cleveland ordered federal troops to Chicago to end the strike, causing the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. Marshals. In an effort to win the favor of labor for the upcoming presidential election, Grover Cleveland made reconciliation with labor, in particular the railroad union, a top political priority. Legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress and signed into law a mere 6 days after the end of the disastrous Pullman strike. But Cleveland didn't want to honor May 1st, the existing international Labor Day celebration. He was afraid that too much attention would be drawn to the Haymarket riots, which also had a level of violence associated with it that was not favorable for his re-election bid. So he chose instead, rather arbitrarily, a date later in the year, the first Monday in September. Notably, Grover Cleveland lost his re-election bid. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
And this is DJ Frederick at the Radio Thrift Shop, exploring one of two of my favorite cassette releases of 2019. It's Andy Wrench with As Long As It's Today. And if you want to hear this amazing release, you can visit andywrench.bandcamp.com. I literally just can't stop gushing like a fanboy, because every time I listen to this cassette, it gets deeper and more clarity as well. It gets deeper and sharper musically. Here's a track called In the Water Singing.
Listen to the weather. Ain't it cold, you say? In the water singing today, whispering the ocean, wondering the same. In the water singing today. Wash away the sunshine, pouring down instead. In the water, singing today. Moonlit eyes are seeing when you feel astray. In the water, singing today. Thank you. behind you say, in the water singing today. Silence breaks the dawning, blowing up instead, in the water singing today. Afternoon's upon us, shadowing the rain, in the water singing today. Lonesome days are calling, ain't it still you say, in the water singing today. Stay.
Three tracks from the cassette, As Long As It's Today by Andy Wrench. We heard Nightmares Belong, Nocturnal Prelude, and In the Water Singing. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. For more information, you can visit andywrench.bandcamp.com. That's andywrench.bandcamp.com. And As Long As It's Today is definitely one of my two favorite cassette releases of 2019. We'll be exploring the second favorite cassette release in the next edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. But I wanted to play for you sort of a bonus track. This song is not on the cassette. This is Canyon by Andy Wrench. With Canyon here on the Radio Thrift Shop, and that is going to wrap it up for this edition. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Thrift Shop. I hope you're enjoying the program. I'm determined to make it to 500 episodes, so let's keep going. We're going to broadcast like it's 1969, no rules, no genre, just the joy of freeform music on the radio. So, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.